I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A car bomb inflamed tensions in Lebanon this week. The blast struck the militant Hezbollah stronghold in Beirut. 53 were injured. Lebanon's interior minister says the attack tried to divide Shia Muslims who support Hezbollah and Sunni Muslims. But despite the tension, there is hope. Sat7 has a studio in Lebanon broadcasting Christian television with the gospel message. Hearts are moving toward peace in Christ. Sat7's studio is safe, but they're asking prayer for those who have been affected in the bombing. Next, two Congolese villages had deaf ears to the gospel for years. Islam and witchcraft held sway. But last month, Ron Wismer with Mission Aviation Fellowship says they showed the Jesus film in both villages. Over 200 people accepted Christ, and local pastors are following up with the new believers.
Pray for safety of the teams that go out and do the Jesus film showing, and then obviously prepare the hearts of those who are seeing it. And then to help these people not only see the Jesus film, be moved, be changed, but then to be plugged into the local church where they can be discipled.
And Muslims in Russia are increasing with a population growth rate of 0.6% every year. This growing Muslim population can't be ignored. Sergei Rakuba with Russian Ministry says they're reaching out with a new translation of the New Testament called The Message of Glory. They're partnering with Christian leaders to distribute it. Why? Well, it plugs Muslim background believers into a church.
We train national pastors how to encourage their churches to embrace these people into their congregations.
You can learn more at our website. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join the MNN Facebook force. Just search for Mission Network News, and when you join us, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.